Being deeply inspired by the message of the Dalai Lama and Daya Mata and some beautiful people in our lives, truly gifts of God, a few of us began to meet to pray together for not only our own selves and our families, but for all people, for all beings everywhere. Each one of us had different masters guiding us in our lives. We had a background of different faiths, and so it was a spontaneous decision to use a universal symbol, a lighted lamp. We realized that though the paths may be many, the goal is one. The former Secretary General to the United Nations, Dag Hammarskjöld, spoke these inspiring words at the dedication of the meditation room at the UN headquarters, and we have adapted it to share here. Human beings have reached a critical point in history where they must turn to God to avoid the consequences of their own faulty thinking. We must pray, not a few of us, but all of us. We must pray simply, fervently, sincerely, and with increasing power as our faith grows. We must pray for the world leaders by asking God's Spirit to descend upon their hearts and minds. We must condition ourselves, each and everyone, by asking God's help in living so that peace may be possible. We must pray in the church, the temple, the mosque, the synagogue, at all places of worship, at home, in the train, while driving, on the job, and keep at it. Each of us is important now. The ability of every individual to seek divine help is a necessary link in the golden chain of harmony and peace. Prayer is a dynamic manifestation of love by the concerned reaching out for God's help. You can help change the world by your prayers and your prayerful actions. Each day, as the media reports about some new disease or disaster, or another international crisis that brings the world closer to war, we feel a deep sense of insecurity about our lives and those of our dear ones. We have reached a point where we wonder, is there anything I can depend on in this world? Is there anything I can do to counteract these threats to peace and security that I wish for myself and all humanity? If each one of us were to introspect as to the cause of the physical and emotional inharmonies that we experience, and the social and international strife between nations, we will realize that the cause is our very own wrong thoughts and actions. To counteract this negativity, each one of us can effectively work for healing and security for not only ourselves and our dear ones, but also for the troubled nations of the world. By focusing the power of prayer, the unlimited divine power within each of us. Many question, does prayer change things? Does it change your present situation or sudden circumstances? No, not always, but it does change the way you look at events. Does it change shattered hearts or broken bodies? Not always, but it will change your source of strength and comfort. Does it change your wants and desires? No, not always, but it will inspire you to desire more mindfully. Does it change your regrets from the past? No, not always, but it will change your hopes for the future. Does it change the people around you? No, not always, but it will change you. The problem is not always with the other. Does it change your life in ways you can't explain? Oh yes, always. It will change you from the inside out. Ask and you shall receive. Disarmingly simple, but behind the simple formula lies a whole way of life. A life of faith, forgiveness, generosity, unworldliness, and total trust and dependence on God. Each soul that uplifts itself uplifts the world. Great masters and saints of the past and those in our midst today have said, start where peace begins, in yourself. Change yourself so that when others come into your presence, they feel peace and calmness. Then when you sit to meditate and pray for others, the power of your attention, the power of your peace, reaches out and can affect the whole world. Vibrations of words and thoughts produce definite effects and make an impression in the ether that could be picked up by anyone, anywhere, if he had a powerful enough instrument. A strong vibration of peace flowing from our hearts and minds can have a great influence on the world. Doing our part to contribute to this influence, we feel, is imperative at this time. Sharing the love of God in our hearts, we are making world peace a reality.